And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Wyatt, how much longer are you going to be on the computer? I need to video chat with your dad.
Mom, I thought you talked to him this morning.
I did, but I have a question for him. Wait, what are you doing? Is this homework?
I'm researching my superpower.
Wyatt, you can't read minds. I told you that. You just got lucky 4 times in a row.
No, my real superpower. My protective instinct. It's an actual thing. Look at this article. It says that some people have a heightened desire to protect their loved ones.
Well, your research will have to wait. If I'm going to reach your father, I need to get on now before his shift starts.
Okay. Anyway, my research suggests that when I jumped in the water to save Bridget those 2 times, I was acting on my instinctual superpower, and I didn't even know it.
It was impressive.
Thanks. Now that I know I have it, I can't wait to use it.
Whoa, hang on, Batman. Just because you have a protective instinct doesn't mean you have superhuman abilities. Don't go running into burning buildings.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Dad.
Why are you calling me again? Is there something wrong?
Oh, no, I just had a question for you. You remember that family finance class I told you about that they're offering at the rec center?
Oh, do we have to do that class?
It'll be good for you.
I told you, I already have my financial future figured out. I'm investing in chairs.
What does that mean?
There are 400,000 people born in the world every day. Where are they all gonna sit?
That's solid thinking, son.
Anyway, I wondered if you thought the class was a good idea. It's free.
Listen, Carla, you don't really have to run stuff like this past me. You can make the call yourself.
I know. I just wanted to get your opinion.
Well, hey, look, I love hearing from you, but my CO might not be too happy with me getting more than 1 call a day during work hours. So...
Gotcha. I'll limit the calls.
Wait, is that Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dad. Again.
Hey, Bubblegum. How are you? I hear you've got something exciting coming up.
What?
The musical. On Thursday, Mom tells me you two are going to get all dolled up and looking pretty.
Oh, yeah. About that. Sorry, Mom. I forgot to tell you. I have to work that night.
What? Bridget, I've been planning this for weeks. You didn't ask for it off?
I did. But my boss is really in a bind, and, you know, I don't want to get fired.
Are you sure your boss isn't endangering your life?
What?
You're not supposed to work that much around fried foods. It causes diabetes.
You have to actually eat the food to get diabetes.
Yeah, she's right. But way to think about your sister, son.
It was my protective instinct kicking in.
Dude, you are Batman.
That name's really catching on.
I just left the house. I'm going to be a little late. No, I'm walking. My car wouldn't start. I'll be there as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
Bridget, wait up!
Wyatt, what are you doing?
I want to walk with you.
I'm going to work.
I know, but Wit's End is on the way.
Fine, just don't Wyatt up my life.
I'm surprised you're going to work like that.
Like what?
Your hair's all oily. You must be using cheap conditioner. Your hair can fall out if you use that stuff, you know.
My hair is fine, and I'm not about to take beauty tips from someone who uses blackening toothpaste.
It's a charcoal-based gel, and it promotes good dental health.
But you're supposed to spit it out completely before you go to school. You look like you have a mouthful of Oreos.
Ooh, you see that?
The lady at the corner?
I guess to the layman, it might seem like a lady at the corner. But to those with protective instincts, that's a damsel in distress.
Oh, brother.
Watch. Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh, yes?
Do you need help crossing the street?
Aw, no thank you.
Please, allow me. I can sense that you're nervous about crossing the street on your own.
I'm not nervous at all.
I have an instinct about these things. It's almost superhero-like. When I see an old woman scared to cross...
Old woman? I'm 48. Young man.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Bridget, I think she's gonna need both of us to help her across.
Wyatt.
Let go of my hand. I'm fine. Look, I'm crossing the street all by myself. I left my walker at home and everything.
Nice job, Wyatt. That woman's gonna go to the store and buy an entire tub of wrinkle cream.
I can't turn off my instinct, Bridget.
You know, it might be a good idea not to talk so much about that superpower.
Why?
Well, you know, a superhero needs a secret identity, right? Otherwise, desperate people will be knocking on our door at all hours of the night, begging you to protect them.
That's a good point.
So maybe, just maybe, don't mention it again. Ever.
Yeah. Secret identity. Of course. This means I'll need a lair. I just don't understand. In light of the coming Ice Age, why I have to read Little Women. Connie, are you listening?
Oh, sorry, Wyatt.
What's so interesting on your phone?
A news story. A family was hiking a trail just outside of town and saw a bear. I don't remember ever hearing about a bear being that nearby.
Me neither. If the bear came up to you in the parking lot, would you be scared?
Sure, of course.
Interesting. I'd hate for you to be scared.
Well, me too. I gotta take this garbage out. Yell if someone comes up to order something, okay?
Where does the garbage go?
Out back, to the dumpster.
I'll walk out there with you.
Why?
To keep you company.
Oh, okay.
I'll go in front of you.
All right. Lead the way.
Always wanted a tour of the dumpsters back here anyway.
Looks like another kid with a crush on me. I gotta stop being so adorable.
Most bears will run away at the sound of loud noises.
Loud noises.
If you're hiking in the mountains, take along some pepper spray. It temporarily stings the bear's eyes and gives...
Pepper spray.
Hey, Wyatt, sweetie, you need to get off the computer, okay? We're going to the store to get you and Bridget some clothes.
Just let me put my shoes on.
Okay. Oh, and grab an umbrella. It's raining pretty hard out there. Bridget, we're leaving.
Mom, look, I've got so much homework to catch up on. Can we just do this tomorrow?
Well, I have work tomorrow, honey.
I'm actually fine on clothes. You know, you and Wyatt can just go.
What? No. I can't go clothes shopping with just Wyatt. It's no fun. You know, he'd wear a potato sack to school if I wasn't paying attention. No, I want someone there with fashion sense. Please, sweetie.
Well, we can go another day. I've got homework. Have fun.
Well... I guess this is our new mother-daughter tradition. Canceling plans.
Are you serious, Connie? Another bear sighting?
Yeah, Zoe came in earlier and said she saw one digging through a trash bin just a few blocks from here. Here's your drink, Wyatt.
Thanks. I guess my instinctual decision to walk with you to the dumpster was, you'd almost say, super?
Maybe.
It makes you worry about leaving the house at all, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You should say that. Bears are ferocious. So, who do you have to protect you?
You mean like a boyfriend?
Maybe.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, don't worry. I got you covered. Everything I need is in this backpack.
Yeah? Like what?
Don't worry your pretty little head over that. I was born for this.
My pretty little head? Listen, Wyatt, I know why you've been hanging around here so much.
You do?
Yes.
You know my secret?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you? Was it Bridget?
No, I could just sense it.
Of course you can. I can't keep this a secret. It's like Miss America trying to hold in her beauty.
Okay, weird analogy.
Do I need to just give up and tell the world? Do this full time? 24 hours a day?
You know, as much as I appreciate your commitment, this is really getting a little weird.
I know how this works. I've watched the movies. I'll get caught up in my role, and soon I'll completely lose my own identity.
Okay, that's a bit overdramatic, don't you think? You're 9 years old.
I'll have no sense of self and slowly fade into the darkness like a dying ember.
Well, that's never happened with any of my boyfriends. Wait, who have you been talking to?
I need to think about this. Excuse me.
Yeah, just go contemplate the utter meaninglessness associated with being Connie's boyfriend. Who did he talk to?
Carla, I thought you weren't going to call so much.
I need to talk to you, honey.
And it couldn't have waited until...
I feel like I'm losing Bridget.
What?
Maybe I've already lost her. I don't know.
Hey, hold on. You're not losing Bridget. She's a teenager.
I know when she's being a teenager, Ron. This is different. You're not here. She can barely make eye contact with me. And I don't know. It's strange, honey, but she's kind of letting herself go. You know, her hair is always greasy and a mess, and she never wants to go anywhere, at least not with me. You know, ever since that... since she almost drowned...
Carla?
I let her go back in the water, Ron.
It was an understandable...
What kind of parent does that? Lets their kids put themselves in danger?
It was a pool with a lifeguard. She wasn't in any real danger.
Ron, the look that she had on her face when she was struggling in the water...
Honey, don't...
She blames me.
She insisted.
I should have said no. She should be able to count on me to know what's right for her.
So that's why you've been calling me about every little decision you need to make. Is that it?
I'm questioning everything.
Why? You know what you're doing?
Do I? I'm not so sure anymore.
Listen, here's what I think you should do, okay?
What?
Grab Bridget, take her to Wits End for ice cream, and talk to her. About the swimming thing, about work, about skipping out on the musical, anything. Just make her look you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So come on, grab those keys and head to Bridget's room.
Now?
Well, look, why put it off?
Wait. Huh.
What's the matter?
My keychain. Something's missing.
What?
My pepper spray.
Mom, I'm not in the mood for ice cream.
Well, then order something else.
It's an ice cream shop.
Then get water. Honey, the point is for us to talk.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Connie.
If you're looking for Wyatt, I think he might be outside bear-proofing the perimeter.
He's what now?
Never mind. Do you want me to find him?
Oh, no, thanks. This is a trip for just us girls.
Got it. Can I get you something?
Oh, sure. I'll take a chocolate milkshake. Bridget?
Nothing for me, thanks.
We'll be in that booth.
Okay, I'll bring it to you.
Thanks, Connie.
So, is this going to be one of those mother-daughter interrogations?
If you mean, are we going to have a conversation? Sure. Come on, let's sit here.
Okay.
So, what is it? What's different about you lately, honey?
I don't know. Sometimes I guess I'd rather sit at home than go out is all.
You went out with your friend last night.
That was last night.
Bridget, be honest with me. Why didn't you stand up to your boss and tell him you couldn't work?
When?
The night of the musical. I mean, you've told him no before. I think he's intimidated by you.
Are you seriously mad at me for not manipulating my boss?
I'm not mad at you, honey. I'm just trying to figure out why you suddenly don't want to have anything to do with...
Here's your milkshake, Carla.
Thank you. Honey.
Can I get you anything else?
Oh, no thanks. We'll try to keep it down.
I'll be at the counter if you need anything.
Thank you.
Actually, Connie, Yeah, I've changed my mind. I think I do want ice cream.
Oh, okay. What flavor?
I need to go look at what you've got.
I can get you a menu.
No, it's fine. Be right back, Mom.
All right.
So, Bridget, I was wondering if you could do something for me.
What?
Well, I think Wyatt may have a crush on me, and I need to let him down easy. But I'm having a hard time getting through to him. I know that you're kind of, you know...
Blunt?
Yes. Sorry. No offense.
Oh, it's okay. I can talk to him if you want, but I don't think he has a crush on you. He probably just wants to protect you.
From what?
Whatever. He thinks he has a heightened instinct for protecting people.
Oh, like with you and the lake.
Exactly. So he thinks he's a superhero.
Oh, well, that makes sense now. Okay, any flavors look good?
How about a double scoop of black walnut?
Coming right up. I'll bring it over.
I can wait here. Is this Wyatt's backpack?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, this thing is...
Bridget.
What in the world, Wyatt?
It was only a precaution.
A precaution for what?
Wait. I hear something else.
Oh, sounds like a balloon losing air.
It's coming from the backpack.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what?
You should give it to me.
What's in it?
You probably shouldn't open it. No!
You went home with your mom and sister.
I feel like I should help clean up.
A professional cleaning crew's inside, and they've shut down the shop until tomorrow. And there's nothing for you to clean out here. Go home.
But I'm responsible for... Ow! How long is this gonna sting my eyes?
I don't know. A couple of hours, maybe?
For the first time in my entire life, I feel sorry for bears.
Yeah. That. Bridget told me about your protective instinct. That's why you had those things in your backpack, right? To protect me?
Yeah, but a lot of good it did. I put people in danger instead.
Well, you care about people, Wyatt. That's a wonderful thing. In fact, it may very well be a gift from God.
You mean God might have made me this way?
Sure, but just like all gifts... You have to figure out the best way to use them, and when not to use them.
So, you think I'm doing it wrong?
No, I'm not saying that. I do wonder, though, if maybe you liked the idea of being a superhero more than the idea of helping people.
Why would you say that?
I noticed this in your backpack.
Oh.
What is it?
My superhero mask.
What does the P stand for?
The protector.
Helping people doesn't really require a mask, you know.
I guess you're right.
You want me to throw that backpack away?
I guess. I'm sure not taking it home.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can pick it up with this broomstick. Got it. Let's take it over to the dumpster.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You may need to learn how to aim your instinct.
Aim it?
I'll give you a hint about a place to aim right now. Your family.
My family?
Mm-hmm. Bridget and your mom are going through something right now. I don't know if you can do anything about it, but maybe you could try to help protect your family.
Ah! Oh, no!
Not again! Oh! Open the dumpster! Quick! Close it!
Why do they make those things so loud?
What was that?
Behind the dumpster! The bear!
Ah! Oh, no! Ah! Whoa! It's running off. You must have scared it with the horn.
Huh. That's some amazing instincts right there.
Okay, Batman. Sorry, the protector.
You gotta admit, it's a catchy name.
Sure is.
Bridget... Aren't you getting tired of walking to work?
Yes.
When are you going to get your car fixed?
when I can afford it. Are you going to Wits End again?
No, Mom called from work and wants me to meet her at the clothing store. But don't worry, I won't rescue anyone on the way there.
Good.
The sprinkler gotcha! What?
You just got a little wet.
I think it feels good. It's hot out here.
Bridget? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I have to get to work.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
This is the girls' department. I'm not about to wear any of this.
Oh, right. I guess not.
So, we're gonna go to the boys' department?
Do you think she would want this shirt?
Bridget? I don't know.
I don't know what she likes anymore. I couldn't pick out clothes for her if my life depended on it. I need to head next door to that beauty salon for a minute.
Why?
I have to cancel an appointment. I was going to surprise Bridget. She and I were going to get our hair shampooed and styled before the musical. And we all know that's not happening now.
Come in. What is it, Wyatt?
You're afraid of water, aren't you? I mean, you almost drowned twice, and now you're scared.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's why you won't go out in the rain and get freaked out by sprinklers. And why you didn't want to go to the musical, because you'd have to wash your hair.
I just don't like the feeling of water on my face. So please, drop it.
There's a way around that. You know how you go to the beauty salon? They have you lean back in a chair and they put your head in the sink? The water wouldn't touch your face.
I'm not going to pay for a hair salon to wash my hair.
I have a better idea.
What?
Follow me. Here she is, Mom.
What is this?
Welcome to Salon de Kitchen. Have a seat, honey. I put books on the cushion so you'll be high enough to lean your hair back into the sink.
I don't think I can do...
I can help you through this, Bridget. Please, sit.
Okay.
Now lean back, and I'm going to run the water and get it warm.
All right, but try not to get it on...
I won't get it in your face. I promise, sweetie. Trust me.
Do it, Bridget. Lean back.
Okay.
Good. Now we'll go slowly. Can you feel the water?
Yes.
Is it warm enough?
Yeah.
Good. I've always loved your hair. So thick and beautiful. How does that feel, sweetie?
It feels good, Mom.
Yeah. This does feel really good.
In 1 Corinthians 12, we read about different gifts that come from the Holy Spirit, assigned to Christians as part of God's grand design. But after sharing some pretty neat superpowers in that chapter, the Apostle Paul reveals an even greater force for good that all of us can possess: love. Paul says that without love, those other superpowers aren't all that super. They're just loud and in your face, kind of like an air horn and pepper spray. Rushing in to save the day may be necessary at times, but everyday heroes pause to consider what people need on the inside, how they might be hurting, and how love can help them along. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Protector was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by Aaron Fullen. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Tucker Chandler, Rebecca Davis, Katie Lee, Keely Marshall, and Eric Martzoff. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.